listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's it going? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
The most watched cable news host has been stating for the last several nights that the NSA has been monitoring his communications. And amazingly, the NSA has issued a statement that is so couched, it is functionally an admission. Let's review. The NSA says, on June 28, 2021, Tucker Carlson alleged that the National Security Agency has been, quote, monitoring our electronic communications and is planning to leak them in an attempt to take this show off the air, close quote. This allegation is untrue. But which allegation? The statement continues. Tucker Carlson has never been an intelligence target of the agency, and the NSA has never had any plans to try to take his program off the air. And the statement continues. But what's interesting is that there is no denial that they were monitoring Tucker Carlson, even if he wasn't the target. We saw this exact playbook with Carter Page and Donald Trump, where in order to try to assess information from one person, the intelligence community will utilize authorities to go after someone else to try to ensnare their true target. I think that's why they were going after Democrat staff to try to get to Schiff and Swalwell. I think it's the reason they were going after Republican staff, perhaps to target Mr. Nunes or others. I think it's why they were going after Carter Page to get to Trump. And I think that there was probably somebody in Tucker Carlson's orbit that NSA was monitoring, and there's no denial that they caught up Tucker Carlson in that monitoring. And by the way, there's also no denial that there was a plan to leak the information to try to, in some way, embarrass Tucker Carlson. The only denial is that they weren't expressly trying to get his show off the air. Join me in calling for Inspector General investigation into any monitoring that the NSA or any other element of the intelligence community has engaged in relative to Tucker Carlson.
All right. Yeah, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V, and before we touch that subject matter, let me go ahead and introduce my co-host, Will Turbitt, from the Man of Truth, the Man Wonder himself.
Yes, V, today should be a fun show, man. I know you got stuff, so this should be a good one. And I know Luke is here with us too, so.
Luke is here with us as well. Luke Mino.
Hi, guys.
The Liberty Beacon Media Project. That's right. Yes. But before we get into all that, I want to get. That was just to set the tone for the show. But I want to get. I guess I got to do a little update. Then, if you guys can allow me to get nerdy for a minute, I am doing my best with the social network, TLBTalk.com. We're still stress testing it, and it's steaming, it's going, it's taking a licking and it keeps on a ticking. So, guys, seriously, if you're listening to the show, join my social network, TLBTalk.com. Now, I was talking to someone on our staff who does some fix-em-up stuff and trying to get the network as tight as humanly possible. Even the little minute errors, you know, you have little bugs in there. Nothing's ever perfect, especially when you just launched it. This wonderful lady, her name's Allie. She's been helping me fix things with the network. But lo and behold, you know, I find this wonderful lady who's on my staff. She's actually running for she's running for legislature. I'll just put it that way. I'll let her announce all that good stuff when she comes on the air. But she's running for a legislature position in her state. And so I'm being added to her staff to be a media representative and whatnot. So, see, this is the beauty of activism. This is the beauty of working together as humans, as citizens, as patriots. She's on my staff and I'm on hers. We're reaching towards different goals. Well, we're reaching towards different projects that have the same goal in mind. And we're symbiotic. We roll, we flow. We're like different muscles in the same body. You know, and this is just a microcosm. Imagine what it's like in the big world of politics, where, you know, this actor has this politician friend, which has this mainstream network commentator friend. You know, just imagine the forces that be that we're trying to beat, because they're all connected too. When I see how connected I am, and I look at it, it's like, well, this is just really just a microcosm of the real thing. And it's like, it blows me away when I think about the deep state. Who's all connected? Who's got their billions tied with whose billions? Who's willing to eradicate us with the press of a button? You know? It's like pondering at the stars, almost. Except for there's nothing celestial about it. We're all dealing with the demons in the dirt over here. And so, I want to say, also, I just want to pay homage to, I want to get real nerdy here, and pay homage to my co-host, Will Turbitt, because, okay, when I say get nerdy here, I speak in terms, when I'm speaking with, you know, my other media project people, you know, there's a hierarchy, okay? There's a head captain. I'm just a captain. I have my own division, but I'm just a captain, all right? I have my lieutenants. I have my seated officers, okay? But when I think about it and just what it is that we really do, I look at Will a lot of times. I find myself being amazed. In terms of like geeky Star Wars-ness, I'm what you would call, if I were a Jedi, and we all consider ourselves Jedis, if I were a Jedi, I'd be a consular. I'm more of the guy who's into the Force, into the lore, into the information, more into the teaching. I'll negotiate before things get to any kind of battle. I'm that guy. I'm the Yoda. I'm the counselor of this whole sort of thing. But I look at Will, and well, first off, let me get to Luca. And on the other side of that, you have the Guardians. Those are the guys with the blue lightsabers. All right, you have the Guardians. I know if it weren't for Luca's medical condition, he would be out and being more hands-on with things in his community, with his activism. I know Luca. Luca will give you the shirt off his back, okay, and he'll rough it out. Luca is a salt of the earth kind of guy. And he doesn't mind getting his hands dirty. I mean that in a good way, of helping somebody rebuild their collapsed house or something like that. Luca is he's that guy. He's the guardian. So when I look at Will, Will is a special class called a Sentinel. I want to bestow that rank upon him today. He's a Sentinel.
the attack ships in the Matrix, the Sentinels?
Well, yeah. No, it has nothing to do with Matrix. This is Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, the ones that create the storm.
Yeah. No.
Before you guys go on, you said my name, okay? So I got to say this.
Okay.
Because, B, there's something you don't know. And I hope Will doesn't get mad at me for saying this. But we were, before we went on air one time, we were just talking. And all of a sudden, he starts talking about you. And it was like, you know, they just, you know, he just thinks you're amazing. And it's like, you know, you were so what's the word vénéré in French? You were so
revered.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was just listening to it, and he didn't even think of me listening. And he was telling whoever it was that he was talking to how you were respected and honored, and how much they enjoy working for you. It was like, wow, I'm going to remember this one. Well, there you go.
Well, that's great to know. Yeah, thank you. But yeah, when I look at Will, it's like Will's a Sentinel. Will is the guy with the yellow lightsaber, the gold lightsaber, because you don't see those too much in the Star Wars movie. Or actually, you see them a few times in the expanded universe, but you don't see them mainstream. Why? Because those are your undercover agents. Those are the guys who are balanced with the Force. They can do either side of the Force with synergy. And the main job of a Sentinel in the Star Wars universe is to hunt Sith Lords. Now, how many times have we seen Will pop up behind Hillary Clinton? How many times have we seen Will hop up behind, you know, one of the Bilderberg group members? How many times have we seen Will at the rallies of all these people and be up in their faces? How many times have we seen those people? Will is the definition of a sentinel. He is the vanguard. He is the guy that... Well, you know, some of us got to be soldiers, some of us got to be politicians, but there's the guy right in the middle, the agent that goes out and takes care of business. And I got to hand it to you. You are the man.
I appreciate you saying that. It means a lot coming from you, V. I did not expect you to say that. I don't even know what to say, man. It's very sweet and humbling that you say that, man.
I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry.
I have to thank God. Honestly, man, like, you know, this is something that I love to do. You know, I remember like one of my first confrontations, I was like, as soon as I got that on video, I was like, yeah, I legit ran the whole way home, because I felt like, you know, I want to accomplish something. I've been doing this for a long time. I want to have a couple victories under my belt. And by victories under my belt, I mean, you know, not just doing videos so nobody watches. And, you know, anybody that does this long enough, they're going to get some eyeballs on them. So the people that are out there doing this stuff, man, keep it up. Keep doing your things, man. I see people all the time now doing crazy stuff. I saw this really cool dude. He was in a little go-kart dressed as Mario. He was throwing bananas at the cops behind him, little fake bananas. They pulled this black Mario guy over in a Mario Kart, and ended up being a teachable moment. So I think the next step is some of the stuff that V has going on in TLB Talk. I think that's like the next third wave of what's going on, because it's a combination of digital and physical. It's a combination of the things that you were just describing right there. We can put our physical activism on there. It'll never get blocked. It'll never get shadow banned. And then also you go to TLBtalk.com, you friend V, you friend Luca, you friend me, and you become one of the early members on that platform, and you get more of the friends, you know, and you become an influencer. You know, on today there was some influencer that was taking a selfie near a cliff, and unfortunately she fell to her death. But imagine being an influencer on a new social media platform where you don't have to be like that to get a whole bunch of likes. You know, you don't have to kill yourself via selfie. And I feel really bad that that happened, because I look at that girl as a victim of a sick society, you know. And that's what people like V do. That's what people like Luca does. You know, people like Mike behind the scenes, he's doing this all day, every day, and he research. I mean, Mike is such a vast treasure trove of knowledge, because not only does he know his own stuff, do his own research, but, I mean, he listens to, like, some of the top radio shows with some of the best guests and coolest hosts all day. So we really got a special thing here, and I'm just glad to be a part of all this, man, because, you know, we are making a difference. And the more we do, the more we reach, even just one person is a huge, huge victory. So just keep it up, guys. Go to TLBtalk.com. Join the revolution there. That's the next stage.
Mike is like, he's a combination between, you know, the hunter droid, the bounty hunter droids that never miss their shots, and Han Solo. He's like a weird combination.
that actually sounds pretty. That sounds legit.
I like that one.
The Millennium Falcon. I'm over here with like Chewie. You know, it's got some guy just yelling and screaming in the background, and I'm also having to run out there and hunt down that info. Can't miss.
Yeah.
Can't miss my cues on the data delivery.
You're smuggling the real information over there for us.
And we're running we're doing the Kessel it's run in 6 hours. It's like, that'll take an hour. I'll be there in 55.
Exactly. Hey, so
do we have any updates? I mean, yesterday, if anybody doesn't know, I know we're coming to break in about a minute or two.
Yeah,
but
yeah, real quick, yeah.
If anybody wasn't listening last night, tell people what the update is and if we have an update from last night, too.
Well, pertaining to the republicbroadcasting.org URL, we did reacquire it. They have allowed us back to our domain registered name, and we should have a full report with that tomorrow with John Statmiller, and I think Steve Elkins is going to be with him too. Maybe might have Tom the magic man in the background. He's definitely he's instrumental. I mean, I might have made it, but it might have taken me an extra day or two, because I was up here Saturday. I mean, it was back and forth all weekend trying to just get some responses out of these nutbags, and our boys over at our server host, they really helped us out. They actually went in, and they were the, I don't know if I mentioned this, I don't know. Yesterday was kind of a blur, but they went in and took care of the takedown of the media files, which were so egregious, and very nice. We came back on around 10 a.m. today, and so hopefully everybody out there can reach it. I don't know if anybody's still straggling and needing to refresh their page and cache or whatever the hell else they might have to do, but we've been up, so that's good. We can get back in our emails. Jeez. I mean, that's one thing people don't know, we couldn't get in any of the emails that go to that domain name, so we were kind of crippled. You know, we lost a wheel, as I think I heard John Statmiller say about something else. We lost a wheel on Friday, and we just kept going. We just kept going on the three we had, and we made it. So thanks to everybody that helped us. We got it done, and no thanks to those no good bastards who took us down and didn't even give us a reason, really, except you must remove this.
Everything that's removed, I want a piece of it, because I'm going to see. Yeah, I want to put it out in one of my productions and see what they do. So, yeah. All right, with that said, we're going to go commercial break, and we will be right back, guys. Stay tuned.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is our short segment. So we're going to try to cover as much information as humanly possible in this short segment. Yeah, so I want to address the issue of the NSA trying to kick Carlson Tucker off the air, trying to get what they need to kick Carlson Tucker off the air. Now, I've told you guys how the NSA, their whole job, they can't be heavy-handed like the FBI, especially if you've broken no laws. They can't be heavy-handed like the FBI and come in and raid your spot and try to arrest you. You're not noteworthy enough to be assassinated by sniper rifle poisoning by the CIA. So the NSA's job is to social engineer your life into hell. There are targeted individuals out there who have been targeted and social engineered excuse me, to the point to where they're supposed to commit suicide. You've seen those people out pushing their, the homeless people out pushing their carts, okay, talking to themselves because they have voiced the skull, okay? They've lost their friends, they've lost their family, they've lost their jobs, they've lost their homes, okay? Talking to themselves, they're being talked to death so they can kill themselves. Now, when you have the NSA after you, what are they going to do? They're going to try to engineer you off the air. That's one of the things that they have done to me. They've done it to me personally. I had two radio stations there in California. They got my so-called girlfriend, the slimy, grimy slut she is, excuse my language, and they bought her a new vehicle, okay, and she worked, she did everything she could to get me kicked off from the station, including buying drugs in front of the stations that I was at. She bought some hardcore drugs and put it out in the open. And I'm sitting in the car like, what are you doing? Who are you? What are you doing? And so I'm pretty sure there was somebody with some camera somewhere. And that got me booted from my radio stations. Now, they will social engineer you off any platform, any radio station, any TV station. They will remove you. They'll find a way. Okay? These radio stations I was at, they're looking at me now thinking, oh, we should have never got rid of him. Because they got left in the dust. They should have got left in the dust. I bet they're regretting it now. So this is the kind of stuff that they do. So they want to present Carlson Tucker as a crazy person. It's supposed to be one of those double-edged blades when you talk about the NSA spying on you. Yeah, it may be truth in spying on you, but you're also going to look like a crazy paranoid person, which Carlson Tucker is not. Tucker Carlson, whatever his name is. He's not a crazy person. He may be in love with himself. He may be someone who is, you know, all for his image. And let's thank God that he is there for his image, because he's protecting his image while giving out the truth as best as he can. And I'm glad that's backfiring in their faces. I'm going to talk about the whole backfiring process when we come back from commercial break, because this is our short segment. I want to get the formula out there, what it takes to completely be immune from these people, because I have targeted individuals around the world saying, oh, if V was really targeted, he wouldn't have a radio show. If V was really targeted, he wouldn't have any friends. If V was so targeted, he wouldn't have all the connections he's had. The thing about it is, when you're targeted, you have to learn something called hyper game theory. No, I didn't come up with hyper game theory, but I damn well learned it. And I'm going to speak about that when we come back from commercial break, so you guys stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I can't wait for you to fuck me up in a minute, in a second. I can't wait for you to shut me up and make me feel like badass. I can't wait for you to shut me up. Shut it. I can't wait for you to shut me up and make me feel like badass. I can't wait for you to shut me up. Shut it up.
La la la.
The bass, the rock, the mic, the treble. I like my coffee black, just like my metal. With the bass, the rock, the mic, the treble. I like my coffee black, just like my metal. Cause I can't wait for you to fuck me up in a minute, minute.
I can't wait for you to shut me up. Okay, yeah.
Oh.
Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Yeah, NSA. I can't wait for you to shut me up. Come try it. Come try it. I guarantee you'll be leaving with more holes in your body than when you came with. All right? Listen, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. just a quick recap. I know you guys have heard me say this before, but listen, target individuals everywhere are like, oh, well, he can't be real. He must be a plant. He must be da 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 da. He must be a disinformation agent to get everybody off the tracks, because he's not suffering like the rest of us. Well, for one, you need a hero. You need somebody who has totally boinked the system. I'm that person, okay? First off, listen. I know how the whole thing worked. I had the playbook. Once I did all the research and found out that I wasn't schizophrenic, that I met no qualifications of schizophrenia, so I started looking at things. Okay, so how else am I experiencing what I'm experiencing? Oh, I came across some research. Oh, CIA, NSA, putting voices in people's heads. Oh, voice-to-skull technology. Oh, FBI, InfraGuard, gang stalkers, people who stalk you, make you, to give you a psychosis, a paranoid psychosis, to facilitate the psychosis. So when you go talk to somebody, you get locked up or you lose your job, you lose your family, you lose everything. Yeah, I'm not that person. First off, I'm from a military family. When I talk to my peoples about this, they're like, oh, okay, so that's what you're going through. There was no question about it. Most people, you know, they get disowned almost immediately. You know, quicker than I hate to use you as an example, but quicker than Lucas' family disowning him for not taking the vaccine. They'll disown you so quickly. Most people's families will disown you if you start talking that tinfoil hat conspiracy. My family was like, oh, okay, so that's what you're going through. So what are you going to do about it? Well, now that I got their playbook, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. Okay, Godspeed to you. Let us know how it works out. I have family support. Most target individuals do not have family support. I had family support. Furthermore, yeah, so I'm aggressive. I'm an aggressive person. I love confrontation. What makes an American is being confrontational. I love warfare. So when they started hitting me up with these gang stalkers, I started approaching the vehicles. Right now, license plate numbers. Okay? And seeing who's in the vehicles, there's always some white-haired, you know, in their 70s, a white guy with a retired Navy cap, retired Army, retired whatever military branch. These are the people that they used as COP, Citizens on Patrol. Okay, these are the people that they used against me. And when they saw that I was getting increasingly and more increasingly aggressive against them, going up to their windows with a camera, with my camera phone taking pictures of them, they stopped following me. This was 2 weeks in. Most people are followed for years and years and years. They stopped following me for 2 weeks, after 2 weeks. Okay, so V's getting hacked to death. V's getting hacked to death. His computers are all hacked. Hacked. I took the time to learn computers. I took the time. Listen, I got a computer system right now. It's unhackable. Okay, the NSA can try to hack me right now if they want to. They can't do it. Even if they can, they have to brute force hack me. Brute force. And if they did, oh God, I would love it if they did. I could take my hard drive straight over to my lawyer. Okay? They can't mess with me as far as computers are concerned anymore. So that what does that leave? The V2K, the voice of skull. I'll tell you what. When I start hammering these people over the air, when I start hammering them, oh, they got real quiet. They got real quiet, didn't they? I suffered for 5 years. Hardcore, loud voices. Headaches. Bleeding from the nose, bleeding from the ears, from the psychotronic screams. That stopped. once they found out they couldn't touch me any other way. And I got vocal on my documentaries really kind of saved my life. But when I data mined these a-holes all the way, that stuff stopped. It stopped. All I'm left with today is a tinnitus, which tells me I'm on remote neuromonitoring. They're still reading my thoughts, although they may not be saying anything. They're still reading my thoughts remotely through their scalar wave technology, satellite technology. But as far as any overt pressure on me, that stopped. That stopped a long time ago. Once I figured out what it is that they do. Once you figure out what it is that these people do, there are ways to circumvent what it is that they're doing. Okay? The prey became the predator. So, Carlson Tucker, Tucker Carlson, I love it. I love he will never Tucker. Go through the full, okay, Cucker. He'll never go through the full target individual experience. He's indignant about the spying. And, you know, I've had my computers, my computer screens just fuzz out, and a voice come through my computers. We are the government. We can tear you apart molecule by molecule with our directed energy weapons. So, okay, well, guess what? I got a penis and fist big enough to knock your bitch asses out. You want to have a match between the two? Let's go ahead. So, long story short, these people have backed off of me. And I'm still here crusading the fight because I know there are other targeted individuals out there who are going through hell right now. They're going through hell. Yeah, I got resources. And that's what it's all about. They want to cut you off from your resources. They want to cut Carlson Tucker off from his resources. I got resources. I've got networks. I've got businesses. You know, they'll try to get to your money. When they try to get to your money, listen, I got a bank account that requires me, my main bank account requires me to be there in person in the bank to make any movement of money, withdrawals. Okay? When I go and do that every month, I have some other bank accounts. Okay, this bank account's for paying bills. This one's for leisure. But I leave my main bank account holding my main cash. So if these idiots who want to mess with anything, they won't get the large portion of it. There are so many ways to circumvent the powers of these treasonous criminals with their technology. There's so many ways. I want to go ahead and play a clip. This is from our youth, by the way. This is Generation Z. This is not a millennial. I believe this is a Generation Z. Can we go ahead and play that, Mike?
Hello guys, Quadica X8 here, and welcome to a video. But this is not a normal type of video that I upload on this channel. This is for a school project. So basically, let me just explain that to you. So each student got to choose a problem in the world, and got to research the problem, write a bunch of papers, do a presentation, and all this stuff. But part of our project is to have ourselves take a step and make an action basically to help fix the problem. And there's a bunch of suggestions on a sheet that's like what you can do. And it's like, okay, you can make a petition, do this. And then there's one that says viral video. And then I thought, I was like, I have a decent amount of followers on YouTube. Why not make a viral video, you know, in air quotes there. But yeah, so I decided to do that, and I decided to make a rap song, because a lot of you guys like hearing me rap, so I decided to make a rap song about my topic, which is the NSA. So hopefully you guys enjoy that right now, and here it is. Alright, what is up, guys? Welcome to a rap song about the NSA. It's pretty opinionated, so if you don't agree, that's fine. This is just my opinion, so don't get too angry, because, I don't know, people get angry over this type of stuff. So yeah, anyways, just enjoy the rap. The NSA is an organization who collect every type of data possible and then stores it in their memory. Privacy's at jeopardy, requires little energy to find everything I've done and use that to discredit me. Every phone call, every word in a message collected, but people try to act like they're not affected. Get this together, you're probably misdirected, so just listen to this evidence about to be presented. Their main goal is to have terrorists prevented from attacking the states like the tragedies on 9/11. They've been around for long, now they're on year 7. And they haven't had any terrorist preventions. The NSA can access anything on the internet. There's even been a case where they spot on their love interest. They listen in on conferences from some corporations. They do this to gain advantages in negotiations. Does this protect the nation? No. Did you know that the NSA spying revelations could cost the US industries millions? According to most, it would cost them billions. In 2008, 3 million Yahoo users were targeted through the webcams on their computers. Even if they were not suspected of doing wrong, they were still spied on for 6 months. That's pretty long. The reason I sing this song is to raise awareness for some of the issues going on. This is just a little bit of a lot of information. Take a step to give yourself some education. Thank you guys for listening. There's a few links in the description if you want to read more about this. And anyways, thank you guys for watching, and bye.
All right. So here we have somebody from Generation Z, someone who did a school project to highlight the corruption of the NSA. That, if that doesn't say it all, what will?
Well, you know, I was thinking, did he pick the topic or did his teacher?
No, because, he picked the topic.
Well, then I want to give, and you know what, as we were listening to it, I mean, this kid's not the best rapper ever in the world, but what he was saying, especially for a young man, was very, very, very good. And then I went and looked at his page. I saw he has nearly 2 million subscribers, but that video only has 7,000 views. 7,000. I mean, I know from personal experience, right?
Yeah,
I have a couple of videos over 7,000. Have at least 2 videos on my deleted backup on my new channel. 7,000 views. Mr. America of Auditing America, he just passed 200,000 subscribers. You would be really hard pressed to find a video that wasn't like a goofy late night live stream that has even that. I think has they get 7,000. Yes. 200,000 subscribers? This guy has nearly 2 million subscribers. So that tells me something, looking at the success of his other videos. And the NSA rap doesn't even have 10,000 views. Very bizarre.
It's been potted down. YouTube will put a video into the back, all the way to the back wall, so that you can't. You have to search for it specifically in order to get it. So YouTube will not advertise it and put it in front of anything else, so long as you are talking about the shadow government or the deep state. And one thing that I left out as far as my accrediting my success, two things. One, support of your friends is very important. So, I've been a lonely individual my entire life. Okay? Targeting me as a target individual, it was like any other day. Any other day of the week, NSA. I didn't have anybody. I didn't know anybody. That's why they actually started with the V2K with me before they could do anything else. The V2K got me outside of my home in order to be gang stalked before I shut that down. Got me out of my home to try to make a purchase and realized I couldn't make a purchase with my card because $60 got stolen out of my account. So there was a lot to do with the social engineering, how they tried to play it on me backwards. I'm a backwards person. I do things backwards in ways that you wouldn't believe. And so they tried to put that on me, and I systematically destroyed their psyop. But I gained friends, and I gained supporters. Something that they stressed to me was that, well, because I learned so much in my life, they didn't want me talking to anybody. Okay, idiots, you just gave me your kryptonite. I'm going to start talking to people. So I went from antisocial to the charismatic host that you have before you today. Giving away all the secrets of the game. And I spoke of LoveInt last night. Love intelligence. How they'll poison your relationships. You know, send some super stud to your wife on a social network or whatever. How my dumb ex fell for a hacker that they sent on her, and she's regretting it because she's no longer with the guy. The guy treated her like dog crap and sent her along on her way. So she's dumb because now she's dumb. She's double dumb. Because I told her it would happen. She would be sent a honeypot, a male honeypot, and she fell for it anyways. So, do what you do, you get what you get. But anyhow, I got a woman right now. I've tried getting away from her. I've tried breaking up with her. I've tried the whole talking to another woman. Yeah, honey, it's just not working. I'm gonna go over here now. Nope. I've tried the whole, not caring and not listening, for a while about anything she said. I tried the whole not taking a shower for a week so she would stop trying to touch me. Nope. I got a woman that's like, I swear to God, she does the Hulk Hogan voice. You're going nowhere. So I got a woman that's down for me no matter what. I am her property. She swears to God, I am not going anywhere. So Love It has failed. And I've watched it fail over and over and over. The NSA's Love Intelligence Operations, I've watched it fail. Over and over and over and over. I can't even break the relationship. What do you think you can do about it, NSA? I got a woman that deifies me. So, and these are the things that have brought me to my success as a targeted individual. I want people to understand there's hope. There's hope. There's hope. There's hope. I may have just been one of those people who got all those pieces right, those pieces of the puzzles right. Now my path, especially as I predicted them, that they would happen. And these people wish they could duplicate what I can do. Because when I make predictions, stuff happens. It's exactly what happens. They want a minority report out of me. That's how badly that they want me to come back and work for them. I'm not going to do it. Scumbags, I'm not going to do it. So, I just, I want people to understand the evil, the colossal evil that you're paying for with your tax dollars. Your tax dollars. And that song, the kid, this Generation Z kid said, you know, how many years has it been and you still haven't caught any terrorists? That level of awakeness, that level of woke, okay? Generation Z, this kid is saying, you haven't caught any terrorists. But again, I will stress, it's not the point of their organization is not for them to catch any terrorists. We've had my friend Karen Stewart on the air, NSA whistleblower, retired now. She said they knew 6 months before 9/11 was going to happen. They knew about it. They were told to stand down. Don't say anything. Oh, why is that? Oh, so the NSA can steal trillions of dollars out of our treasury. Oh, are you waking up now? Trillions of dollars. How many trillions went missing on 9/11? Your tax dollars are going into your own enslavement. Okay? Think about that. Think about that. This is why we broke away from King George in old England, okay? Taxation without representation is tyranny. And guess what, people? You are living under a technological tyranny today that will social engineer you into hell if they see fit. Covert assassination program like you've never seen or you could ever think would exist. I've experienced it all. Every nook and cranny of it. And I'm trying to whistleblow for you here today. Every day. This is what this is all about. So, we're going to take a commercial break. A very, very quick one. Then we'll come back around the top of the hour with a song. And we will get back into the subject matter. So, guys, stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.